This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You think 3.7% unemployment is tricky for companies in this economy? Try running one with the jobless rate at less than 2.5%, 2.4% actually, which is the state of the labor market in Japan. For every 100 people looking for a job over there, there are 160 job openings. Think about that for a second. That's thanks in large part to a declining birth rate, an aging population, and also a general wariness of immigrants in that economy. One response from the government, which is not without controversy, filling Japan's labor gap with foreign interns. Adrian Ma reports.
At a fish processing plant in Kamaishi, Japan, 26-year-old Win Ti Dan is standing near a conveyor belt where a stream of silvery mackerel move by. One at a time, she grabs a fish and with a pair of scissors clips off the tail and fins. She's been working here for 2 years, but is originally from Vietnam.
It's a long way to come for a job.
I heard Japan is a wonderful country, so I wanted to experience it.
Tan is one of nearly 250,000 workers participating in what's known as Japan's Technical Intern Training Program. Officially, its purpose is to bring folks from neighboring countries and teach them skills they can apply when they return home after a few years. Yasuyuki Tsuda owns the fish plant. He says business is good, but Japanese workers are hard to find. So he hired interns. He says they're about 10% of his factory staff.
They not only feel the labor shortage, but they're very young, so they're energetic.
The intern program started in the 90s, and today more than 35,000 businesses use it. Even though it's billed as technical training, many say it's really a thinly veiled effort to fill jobs in a country where talk of immigration is political dynamite.
It's a warped way of trying to get laborers to come to Japan.
Ipe Tori runs a nonprofit in Tokyo called the Solidarity Network with Migrants Japan. He says a lack of oversight has allowed the program to devolve into a kind of indentured servitude. Every few days, he says his office gets calls from interns complaining of wage theft, harsh conditions, or even physical abuse from employers. He says it's not just a few bad apples.
The system itself is structurally wrong.
And there's some data to support that view. In 2016, the government investigated more than 1,000 companies that host interns and found nearly three-quarters of them in violation of some labor or safety law. Kazuyuki Kimbara is with a government agency set up last year to regulate the program.
My impression is that those who are critical of the program, they tend to exaggerate the problems.
He says serious violations are rare, and nobody is forcing people to come. Indeed, many interns willingly pay a small fortune to brokers in their home country just to get a spot. Win Ba Kong, who came from Vietnam a couple years ago, says he paid roughly $8,000 U.S. for a chance to make good money in concrete construction. But soon, he says he and other interns were tasked with doing radiation cleanup at sites affected by the 2011 meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear plant. At the time, he says his employer never explained to them what they were doing.
Had we known it was related to radioactive stuff, we would have never done it.
Kong has since left that job and is staying at a shelter for displaced interns. Despite his troubles, he says he wants a new internship and does not think the program should be shut down. Neither does the Japanese government. Right now, lawmakers are considering doubling the length of time interns can stay, from 5 years to 10. I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.